Now the sun's up. And our gobbler seems to have hopped down and moved down into the bottom of Hoot and Holler. It's funny, but if we'd stayed on our front porch this morning, we probably would have had as good or better a show. Except for that deer coming through. That was fun. Say we wander back towards the house. We maybe ought to pick up some of that action we're hearing. Oh my gosh. Just as I said, let's go back. Yeah. Have a seat. I don't know if you heard that or not. I was bouncing around, trying to get broken down. Gobbler sounded off right over at the honey hole. Cedar thicket below the honey hole. mountain pass within 20 yards of us. In Kentucky, we cannot call to this cobbler. It isn't open season yet. But I'm sure if you brought something in person, and you'd have him on top of us, that's not what we're here for today. He's almost on top of us as it is. He's cranked up. In some ways, I'm sorry I moved this morning. And in other ways, I'm glad I'm not there.
They probably would have busted you.
Yeah. That would have been too close. We're not here to shoot them today. Thank you. no such thing as a honey hole. Hi, everyone. This is the shaman back at Turkey Camp, starting to assemble this podcast. Oh, boy. Those gobblers and the hens started heading off to our south past the honey hole and into the adjoining pastures. Angus and I picked up and tried to follow them, doing a wide end around. But they'd moved down into the woods. And, well, it's time to come back in and have a cup of coffee. Hope you enjoyed this. We'll be back out tomorrow trying to get some more material. Have a good one.